The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.
My 5-year-old grandson has recently been caught kissing other boys, his playmates. Even after I've scolded him about this, he still continues to do it. I was wondering, should I be worried about this?
The first thing that comes to my mind is I'm worried about the scolding. Because when kids are humiliated, when kids feel put down and attacked, I mean, it may have been, let's just take the most innocent situation. He's a little kid. He sees mommy and daddy kiss. He sees two friends kiss that are older, and they like each other. So he goes over, and he likes a little girl in the play yard. You said playmates, and he kisses the little girl. And just as a way of saying, I like you. And, you know, he's learning. He's 5 years old. And then he kisses another boy, and then he gets caught. A teacher catches him, brings him back to you. You're the caretaker of the day, Grandma. And you scold him. Don't you ever do that. You don't kiss boys. Do you know that? Do you know what proper touch is? Do you know what good touch is and bad touch is? Now, it doesn't matter the content of my words. All he's seeing is your mean face, your finger pointing at him, and he's cowering. And he either will shrivel up inside and says, oh my God, I'm a really bad person. And you don't want that to be the consequence of a little kiss. Or he might say, oh my gosh, this is something really bad. What if I can't stop it? Then he's got an anxiety disorder and he goes around kissing people. Or He out of defiance, he gets really angry. She's not fair. I was just being nice, like mommy and daddy were being nice. And he decides to kiss in spite of that and to do it as much as he wants. And he's going to kiss every boy because that's what gets under your skin. So I would get the book, How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk, on my website, drkenner.com. So as the parent or the grandparent in this situation, overseeing it, you know how to properly respond. You can say,
hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. Ugh, I wish guys knew more about what we want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance, a serious romance guidebook. Download Chapter 1 for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
So as the parent or the grandparent in this situation, overseeing it, you know how to properly respond. You can say, honey, you know, I heard you were caught kissing. Tell me about that. You draw your child out because you need to understand his context. If he said, well, that's what I saw on the TV when daddy was showing a movie that two men were kissing each other, then you have to worry, is this just a sitcom with gays, or is this a porn flick? Is he being exposed to porn at home? Or this is what daddy does with all the men he sees, and then you wonder, well, what's going on in my son's life? You know, you're the grandparent here. So that he's kissing wouldn't bother me. Kids experiment with all things. Oh, I looked up the girl's dress. In the old days, you could do that. Nowadays, you'd be kicked out of school for that. But just little kid stuff, they're discovering the difference between boys and girls, and there's a loving aspect to that. So if you handle it as not a big deal, he's more likely to drop it. If you get too angry, you will grow the very problem you're trying to get rid of. Another question to think about, he was caught doing what? Kissing. He was not caught hitting, punching, kicking, biting. So kissing is in a different category than those, and it raises some questions. You know, you always have to rule out sexual abuse in the background, but if that's his only behavior, it's kid play. So again, I'm all for loving behavior. I'm not for, obviously, kids' sexual behavior, but I'm for kids discovering affection in healthy ways over the course of their childhood. So again, you do want to rule out sexual abuse, but if you don't think that's the case at all, then I would get the parenting books. And I think there are several written by the authors Adele Faber and Elaine Maslisch that are fabulous, and that should help you address this.
And here's a little more from Dr. Kenner.
This is from a woman who's been in an abusive relationship, and we all know people who've struggled with this. Dear Dr. Kenner, I've been in an abusive relationship for 23 out of 25 years. At first, I didn't recognize it. He kept telling me it was me. Over time, I have come to realize that I don't love my husband. I have 6 kids with him. 3 at home, and I don't know what to do. He's now treating me somewhat better because I almost left. He wouldn't hold my hand or walk beside me. He would belittle me and put blame on me for anything that went wrong, and he would tell jokes at my expense, and he pressured me into sex. Okay, the key thing I hear here, this is from Becky. The key thing I hear here, Becky, is that you don't love him. And it's not just you met somebody for one night and you don't know whether you love him or not. This is, you have 25 years worth of data. And from the age, from 25 years ago to 23 years ago, he changed his character because you had a few good years with him. And then at that time, you have all, he's abused you, and it typically gets worse with time. And again, you've got 6 kids, which is, I think, more than any couple can handle. So that may not have been the best decision, but you've got the kids now. So he doesn't love you. He's not supportive of you. What do you do? Well, I would say he doesn't love you. You don't love him. You've got the evidence. So you want to, number one, refuse to accept any unearned guilt. Whatever kept you in that marriage for the 23 years that was so horrific, get some therapy ASAP so that you learn not to accept the type of guilt that he's doused you with that has worked to keep you in the relationship over the years, because you're still vulnerable to that. Any unearned guilt or unearned blame. Then make a plan with a therapist to leave. Safety always comes first. If you don't think you're at risk or he's at risk of doing any harm, then make a plan. If you need to rely on family members who are willing, do that temporarily. Move in with mom and dad if you need to. Maybe it will be a joy for them. If you need to go into a shelter temporarily, do that. But come up with a wonderful longer-range strategy, even though you'll go through a difficult transition period, so that you can love your own life better. You can enjoy your own life better. One person that I know said, you know, the best thing I ever did in my life was to get a divorce. And that's because he's currently happily married. You want to give yourself the same strategy. It won't be easy at the beginning. There may be divisions between kids. You need a lot of help. There are wonderful books on the market. You can go to my website, drkenner.com, to see if there are some books there. But you need to get yourself out of an abusive relationship. When I get back, I'm going to give you the tips of what to look for in an abusive relationship.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by psychologist Drs. Kenner and Locke.
What can you do to help safeguard your relationship against cheating? First, hold on to your moral character. Second, remind yourself of all the reasons why you love your partner and what the relationship means to you. Make these reasons objective by expressing them in words to your partner. Columnist Sue Schellenbarger gives another suggestion in her article, Honey, I'm Thinking of Having an Affair. She advises that you talk openly with your partner about being attracted to someone else while your relationship is still on firm ground. Agree in writing, if necessary, that if either of you feel sexually attracted to someone else, you'll bring it out in the open right away. Also, discuss in advance what situations put you at risk. A business trip with a sexy coworker, a holiday partner with an open bar.
Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.